I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Now, in today's episode, the Boston Bruins bury the shorthanded Philadelphia Flyers in Lake Tahoe. We dig deep on the waiver wire, some injury updates, matchups and DFS tips for Monday. But first, Artemi Panarin is taking a leave of absence from the New York Rangers. According to former NHL enforcer and Panarin's former coach in the KHL, Andre Nazarov, Panarin allegedly assaulted an 18-year-old woman in Russia years ago. And whether it's true or not, there is some speculation that this is a hit job on Panarin after he expressed support for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is the loudest critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. As a result, Panarin has decided to take a leave of absence from the New York Rangers, and there are a lot of unknowns. Isabel Kershudyan, who is a Washington Capitals beat writer and is now a Washington Post foreign correspondent in Moscow, notes that Panarin has been critical of Putin, but that didn't really seem to be blowing up in such a way that it would force him to take this leave. She also acknowledges that there could be more involved in this situation. Well, obviously, the issues behind the allegations are very serious, not to be investigated. But at the same time, let's not pretend that Andre Nazarov is a reliable narrator. That puts all of this under some cloud of doubt. So while it should be investigated, there's also the matter of what this means immediately to the New York Rangers. Panarin is, by a pretty comfortable margin, the best player on the team. A consistent, play-driving winger who creates chances and is skilled enough to finish them. Since arriving in the league in 2015-2016, Panarin has scored 433 points, the sixth highest total in the league over that time, behind only Connor McDavid, Patrick Kane, Nikita Kucherov, Leon Draisaitl, and Brad Marchand. The biggest beneficiary on the Rangers of playing with Panarin has been center Ryan Strome, and a Panarin absence would have a negative impact on Strome's production. Now, young wingers Kaapo Kakko and Alexei Lafreniere, they've played with him quite a bit this season as well. So maybe with Panarin out, that could create an opening for Lafreniere to play more, but he's sitting on just 2 goals and 0 assists in 16 games. Despite averaging 14.32 of ice time per game already, would a couple of minutes more ice time per game be the answer? I have my doubts. Ultimately, Panarin's absence will also have a negative impact on the Rangers' goaltenders because, simply, they're going to be less likely to win when he's out of the lineup. This is a complicated issue, both because the allegations are heinous, but also because there are fair questions to ask about those making the allegations. So, for as long as this does impact Artemi Panarin, it will surely have a significant impact on the New York Rangers. So now, let's recap Sunday's action in the National Hockey League. Starting with Philadelphia Flyers losing 7-3 to Boston in the outdoor game at Lake Tahoe. Bruins right winger David Pastrnak had a hat trick in the game, giving him 6 points in his past 3 games. Bruins left winger Nick Ritchie had a goal and assist. He's up to 12 points in his past 13 games. Solid secondary scorer there for Boston. Bruins left winger Brad Marchand had a couple of assists. He has 17 points in his past 13 games. And Bruins right winger Craig Smith had a couple of assists, as did defenseman Connor Clifton and John Moore. Now for the Flyers. Left winger James Van Riemsdyk had a goal and 2 assists. That gives him 16 points in his past 9 games. Van Riemsdyk is riding really high percentages, but his scoring rate right now is outrageous. So far in his career, Van Riemsdyk has never had a season in which he's scored the equivalent of 8 points in 10 games on the schedule. Right now, he's running at a 14 points per 10 games on the schedule rate. And yes, the percentages are going to come down, but these points are already in the bank. Van Riemsdyk is off to an incredible start for the Flyers. Also for the Flyers, center Sean Couturier had a goal and assist. He has 7 points in 5 games this season. And Philadelphia center Kevin Hayes chipped in a couple of assists. He's got 15 points in 15 games. Now, for the Bruins, David Pastrnak was on the ice for 4 goals, 4 and none against, while Brad Marchand was also on for 3 goals, 4 and none against during 5-on-5 play. Boston defenseman Connor Clifton was on the ice for 4 goals, 4 and 1 against during 5-on-5 play. Now, Winnipeg goes into Vancouver and wins 4-3 in overtime. Canucks center Elias Pettersson scored a pair of goals. He's got 14 points in his past 14 games. Got off to a really slow start, and that caught the headlines. But Pettersson has picked it up offensively. Vancouver left winger JT Miller chipped in a couple of assists. He's got 5 points in the past 4 games. For Winnipeg, Pierre-Luc Dubois scored 2 goals and an assist to lead the way offensively. He was playing left wing, on the top line with Mark Scheifele. Mark Scheifele had a goal and two assists. He now has 7 goals and 9 assists during a 10-game point streak. Also for Winnipeg, right winger Blake Wheeler had 3 assists. He's got 5 points in his past 4 games. New Jersey went into Washington and lost 4-3. Washington, led by TJ Oshie, who had 2 goals and assist. He's got 5 points in his past 4 games. Defenseman John Carlson had a goal and an assist for the Capitals. And Washington center Nicholas Backstrom had a pair of assists. He's got 18 points in his past 13 games. For New Jersey, Andreas Johnsson had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in his past 6 games. He's moving into a more prominent role there. And New Jersey right winger Kyle Palmieri had a couple of assists. He's got 6 points in the past 4 games. And finally, we got Montreal losing 3-2 to Ottawa in overtime. Now, for Ottawa, the damage was done by left winger Brady Tkachuk, who had a goal and assist, including the overtime winner. He's got 5 points in his past 5 games. Now, Tkachuk is a play-driving star, but sometimes the offensive results haven't been there yet. And so the fact that he's starting to finish off some of these chances is a really good sign for the Sens. Also, right winger Drake Batherson had a goal and assist. He's got 4 points in the past 4 games. And maybe more noteworthy for Batherson, he's got 3 goals in the past 4 games because early this season, he had been creating a ton of shots, a ton of chances, and wasn't finishing them off. Well, Batherson's now starting to do that a little bit more, giving the Senators at least some secondary scoring. We're covering everything you need to know about fantasy hockey, but what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. All right, so every episode, I try to recommend one player that is owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe somebody you should add right away, or maybe just keep an eye out, see if they can keep it up for a little bit before you swoop in to scoop them up. And so today, we're going to go with Florida Panthers center Alexander Wennberg. He scored 7 points in the past 8 games, and what's really noteworthy is he has 5 goals, which is a wild goal-scoring surge for Alexander Wennberg. 2017-2018 was the last time that he scored more than 5 goals in an entire season, and he had 8 in 66 games that year. Here we are talking about him with 5 in the past 8 games. And now he's not going to keep scoring at a huge rate because his shot rates are still relatively low. But Wennberg is playing regularly with Jonathan Huberdeau and Patrick Hornqvist. That alone makes him interesting for fantasy purposes, and he's only owned in 4% of Yahoo leagues. Also, player who's owned in a bit more than 5% of Yahoo leagues, but you absolutely should be taking a look at him, is Ducks rookie forward Trevor Zegras. He's been called up from the American Hockey League after scoring 9 points in 8 games. He probably should have been up with the Ducks to start the season, but the Ducks are woefully struggling offensively, the worst offensive team in the league right now. So they might as well bring up their top prospect, a guy who's noted for his creativity and offensive flair and just dominated the World Junior Tournament this year. So look for Trevor Zegras in that Ducks lineup. And if you have room to stash him, that would be probably the smart long-term play. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But when you're looking on the waiver wire at this stage of the season, getting somebody with upside can be a real bonus. So now let's take a look at injury updates because we got quite a few of them coming out of the weekend. First, some good news. New Jersey center Nico Hischier got into the lineup this weekend for his first action. Colorado defenseman Cale Makar and Sam Girard both played in Saturday's outdoor game against Vegas. Now, Ottawa defenseman Thomas Chabot missed Sunday's win over Montreal with an upper body injury. Mike Riley got the big power play minutes for Ottawa in Chabot's absence. Eric Brännström got time on the second unit for the Senators. Carolina left winger Teuvo Teravainen has an upper body injury. Hurricanes seem to have decent enough depth that they'll be able to withstand, but Teravainen's obviously a pretty big loss to the lineup. Boston center David Krejci is out with a lower body injury. That provided opportunity for Jack Studnicka to step in and play in the Lake Tahoe game on Sunday. Now for Calgary, center Sean Monahan has been out with a lower body injury, missing a couple of games, but he's expected to return to action Monday against Toronto. for Toronto. Defenseman Jake Muzzin out with a broken bone in his face. Mikko Lehtinen should plug into the Maple Leafs lineup, and maybe there's some deep sleeper potential there because Lehtinen, as much as the Leafs seem to have trouble getting him into the lineup on a regular basis, they all seem to recognize that he can work the power play. And so maybe he gets a chance there. Also, veteran winger Joe Thornton is out with an undisclosed injury for the Maple Leafs. And with Thornton out, that does offer some opportunities for, maybe Zach Hyman moved back up to play with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, one of the great spots to be for any winger. Or maybe Travis Boyd gets extra power play time. But keep an eye out on who gets to benefit in Thornton's absence. Columbus goaltender Elvis Merzlikins is week to week with an upper body injury, which is too bad because he was looking pretty good for the Blue Jackets. This puts a lot on Jonas Korpisalo as Columbus is kind of fighting to stay competitive. And Korpisalo, they were better off when they could kind of split their starts and ride a hot hand. But if Korpisalo has to kind of go game in, game out, that could cause some issues there. Montreal winger Jonathan Drouin out with an undisclosed injury he suffered against Ottawa on Sunday. This does maybe provide a little reprieve for somebody like Tomáš Tatar, who got moved down the lineup. Corey Perry gets back into the Habs lineup, but we also don't know how serious the Drouin injury is going to be. St. Louis forward Ivan Barbashev is on the injured list with a lower body injury, maybe a broken ankle from the looks of things. And he joins defenseman Colton Parayko, who has an undisclosed injury, and left winger Sammy Blais, who's got a COVID-19 situation that keeps him out of the lineup now. So and St. Louis already has several guys out, whether it's Jaden Schwartz or Tyler Bozak. Obviously, Vladimir Tarasenko. They're missing some bodies there. And poor Barbashev, that he had moved up and was playing on the first line and producing when he took that shot off the ankle. And so that's kind of poor timing for a guy who is a loyal foot soldier, but was getting a chance to do a little bit more than that. Anaheim defenseman Hampus Lindholm out with a lower body injury. It's obviously a big loss for the Ducks. Not as big a loss for fantasy managers because Lindholm doesn't tend to score a whole lot, but Anaheim's chances of winning go down without Hampus Lindholm in the lineup. Minnesota left winger Marcus Johansson is out with an upper body injury. The Wild have just recently got Matt Zuccarello back in the lineup, and so they can probably withstand this, but they'd be even better off if they had both. Rangers' Kaapo Kakko, he's on the COVID-19 list. Buffalo defenseman Jake McCabe has suffered a lower body injury against New Jersey when he was trying to hit Hischier on the weekend. Now, he's awaiting MRI results. Expectations are not for a great outcome here, so McCabe could be out for a while, which is tough. The Sabres are already missing several defensemen, and so this is part of the reason they've struggled coming out of their COVID hiatus is they're so shorthanded on the blue line. Boston defenseman Jeremy Lauzon suffered an upper body injury against Philadelphia on Sunday. Edmonton defenseman Slater Cuckoo suffered a broken collarbone against Calgary, so he's going to miss several weeks. I would say my experience of breaking my collarbone was that I was out from playing hockey for a long time, but A, I was much older than Slater Cuckoo, and B, mine happened to be in a rather strange spot out near the closer to the shoulder. Cuckoo actually showed the x-rays of his broken collarbone. Looks like it will probably end up with a pin and a plate in it to get it set and back in place, but he's probably going to be out for quite a while. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They've got amazing flavors. My favorites are peanut butter brownie and salted caramel, but they've added caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp, and that goes with the original flavors. The original flavors are coconut almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, which I love, double chocolate, orange, toffee almond, coconut, and the famed peanut butter brownie. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Now, I've been trying to shed quarantine pounds at an outdoor boot camp for the past couple of months, and I've had some success. But I leaned right into it with Built Bar as part of my post-workout routine. It gives my muscles the protein boost they need. So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. That's BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your next order. Enjoy the best protein bar on the planet. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV if that's your thing. You have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON. At BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now we've got a reasonably busy Monday night in the National Hockey League. Let's take a look at each game on betonline.ag. First up, we've got Toronto Maple Leafs, -138 at home against the Calgary Flames. Now, I like the Leafs a little bit in this game. I have them, my model has Toronto maybe -128, so it's probably not enough to take them at this price. The loss of Jake Muzzin is pretty big for the Maple Leafs, and Joe Thornton has been really productive for them recently, so I don't love that situation for the Maple Leafs. Also, with Calgary getting Sean Monahan back in their lineup, and they certainly need him, that might make this one just best to avoid altogether. Florida Panthers, -116 at home against Dallas. Now, Dallas obviously on a break after they couldn't get games in Texas this week. And even before that, the Stars were struggling. So I do like Florida at home in this game. My model would put it about -129. I don't know if that's enough to like them at this price, but give them one side or the other. I think Florida's been a more consistent side so far this season. New York Islanders, -158 at home against Buffalo. Buffalo has been reeling, especially since coming back out of their hiatus for COVID. The Sabres started the season not that badly. The results weren't great, but their underlying numbers were really strong. And then they came out of their COVID hiatus and just started laying eggs everywhere. It was not pretty. And so right now, they're pretty heavy underdogs against the Islanders, a team that caught them last week in a couple of really, really ugly-looking performances. So I agree that the Islanders should be favored in that range. I have the Islanders -162. The line is -158. That's kind of right in the same ballpark. Now, Carolina Hurricanes, +115 at home against Tampa Bay. I'm pretty high on the Hurricanes at the moment, and I would take them as underdogs here. Even as good as Tampa Bay is, I think Carolina is at least as good right now. And that's saying something, given how good the defending champions are, but I think Carolina is a legit Stanley Cup contender for this season. And at home, they should not be underdogs. Los Angeles Kings are sizable underdogs, +161 at St. Louis. I would take the Kings at that price. My model would have St. Louis a very slight favorite, -109. But given that you can get the Kings at +161, certainly worth it. And this is largely due to the injuries in St. Louis. They've missing Colton Parayko on the blue line, missing Jaden Schwartz. We've discussed Tyler Bozak is out. Even Barbashev is out. Obviously, Tarasenko's been out all season. But St. Louis is shorthanded when it comes to injuries up front. So LA as a lively underdog with at that price makes it worth your consideration. Colorado, -134. At home against Vegas, I have Colorado -136, so we're pretty much in lockstep there. Arizona, -153 against Anaheim. I have Arizona -155. Again, I'm almost bang on with that line. So I'm interested in the game because I want to see Trevor Zegras play, but otherwise, I think Arizona is a deserving favorite there. Late one, we've got San Jose, plus 133 at home against Minnesota. I would give San Jose a shot here. I think they could be small favorites, maybe minus 110 or so by my model. Minnesota, they're okay. They're fine, but I don't necessarily see them as a team that should be a road favorite by a substantial margin. In this case, I think that makes San Jose at least a worthwhile underdog at home because of the price. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's go through the DFS lineup for Monday, looking at skaters under 5,000 for some value plays on DraftKings. And we'll start with San Jose center Tomas Hertl, who's $4,400 going up against Minnesota. And Hertl is not back yet to the form that he had displayed in past seasons, obviously coming back from knee injury. But he's contributing a little bit to San Jose and against a Minnesota team that I think is only okay. There's an opportunity there for Hertl to get on the board and give you a pretty good return for $4,400. If you're looking to take a bit of a swing on a discount player, take Anaheim's Trevor Zegras, $2,500 at Arizona. He has not played in the National Hockey League, but 9 points in 8 games in the American Hockey League, just tore up the World Junior Tournament after Christmas this year for Team USA. And if the Ducks are going to put Zegras in the lineup, they have to put him in position to score. They've got enough guys who can muck and grind and battle. They need Zegras to play up on a scoring line and on the power play and make some things happen offensively. And so that $2,500 might be a big payoff if he gets the right opportunities. Carolina right winger Nino Niederreiter is $4,900 against Tampa Bay. Love Niederreiter the season he's having, not only because he's scoring goals, but he's generating shots on a consistent basis, and that's the real foundation for his success. For the Kings, right winger Dustin Brown, $4,800 at St. Louis. Brown has been scoring, but he also hits and generates shots, and has moved back onto the top line with Anze Kopitar. And as great as Kopitar is playing, he can drag some more offense out of Dustin Brown. Real bargain on the wing. Check out Minnesota left winger Matt Zuccarello, $2,900 at San Jose. As I said, Zuccarello just came back from an off-season arm injury. He's going to get quality minutes, and he started playing with Kevin Fiala the other night, and so that's a pretty decent opportunity for a player at a bargain price. Toronto left winger Alexander Kerfoot is $3,600 against Calgary. Kerfoot has been getting a chance to play with John Tavares and William Nylander recently, has 6 points in his past 6 games. So give that a look. And another real bargain is Dallas left winger Jason Robertson, who's $2,600 at Florida. Now, Dallas hasn't played, but before they went on their hiatus due to natural disaster, Robertson had 5 points in 4 games. And so maybe he is worth a look at sort of the bottom end of your fantasy roster, because it would certainly allow you to spend much more elsewhere. A couple other players to consider for value. On defense, Florida's Keith Yandle's $3,900 against Dallas. Yandle was questionable whether he would be in the lineup to start the season for Florida, but at the very least, he has proven that he can still produce points. And, he's got 12 points in 15 games this season, and at $3,900, that's worth a look. Also, Calgary defenseman Rasmus Anderson's $4,500 at Toronto, getting power play time and contributing and playing fairly big minutes for the Flames. There's some value to be had with Rasmus Anderson. Now, in goal, if you're looking for bargains, not looking for home favorites or anything, but LA's Cal Peterson. As I said, I think LA has a chance in that game at St. Louis. Peterson is just $6,900 on DraftKings, so that would be a very inexpensive option there. And if St. Louis's forward ranks are depleted enough by injury, maybe that helps Peterson out, but he also has a .926 save percentage. So he's kind of held his own this year under any circumstances. Also, maybe Dallas's Anton Khudobin, who is $7,400 at Florida. Now, as I said, I do think Florida should be favored in that game, but certainly Khudobin could come in there and deliver a quality performance. We've certainly seen that from him in the past. So $7,400 for Khudobin at Florida isn't bad. I think I probably like Peterson for $6,900 in St. Louis a little bit better. That will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work at The Athletic and at scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I've gone through starting rotations and late inning bullpens for each team. Pitchers and catchers have reported, don't you know? So we're starting to get into the team-by-team breakdowns. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a five-star rating on iTunes. Go to Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.